Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
To a new way, you'll leave this your direction, for I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Thank you, mighty Lord, mighty God, mighty Jesus, mighty, mighty Yeshua. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. What an awesome, awesome, awesome God we serve. My brother and my sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, shalom, shalom, my brother and my sister. Welcome to the Lord Tower. This is your host, brother in Christ. Brother Elvis Zapata, thank you, Brother Joseph, the Lord's servant. Shalom to each and one of you. Praise you, Lord. Thank you for being so patient and keeping me in your prayer. Amen. And my family and I, we are grateful. Our Lord, hallelujah, is so good and so merciful. Amen. Sister Loretta, shalom to each and one of you. Ezra, shalom. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm glad to see my brother and sister joining us tonight. Praise you, Lord, and those that will be joining us in a few minutes. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We are grateful. Amen. We are alive tonight. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're finalizing the move. Hallelujah to Asheville. As the Lord has told us, as the Lord has said, amen, let his will be done, my brother and sister. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Praise you, Jehoshua. As we used to, hallelujah, our used to bring in our Bible study on Tuesday night. We want to focus on the Lord for sure. Shalom, Sister Consuelo. Amen. We want to focus on Jesus. Always focus on him. He is our helper. He told his disciple, without me, there is nothing ye can do. Without the Lord, there's nothing we can do. So we stay focused on Jesus, my brother and sister. Praise you, Lord, and on his mercy. I wanted to go into Daniel chapter 11. Daniel chapter 11 tonight. I don't know if I'll be able to finish the entire chapter, Shalom Victory Writer, but I want to go in there tonight. The Lord there gave me a revelation this week that I would like to share. My brother and sister tonight, praise you, Lord. But I do want to go into Daniel 11, praise you, Jesus, because a lot of time we forget what God has said to us in the past in regard to how things and events are going to come to pass in our lifetime. Everybody wants to know how things will be unfolding during our lifetime. Everyone's lifetime is different. We experience different things in our lifetime, my brother and sister. What our parents experience, we experience a totally different thing. But God still remains the same. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His word is the same. Amen. So when we look at the Bible, when we go into the word of God, we always have to understand what God is saying for our season, for our timing. Amen. And it will be the same what he said to them, but the understanding of our timing is kind of different because the word of God is prophetic. And what they saw unfold, it follows after what we see unfold. Because the prophecy is for the parents and for the children and the children's children. And this is kind of how it's been since the beginning of Israel as a nation. It's just God told them that their seed will be spread to the four corners of the earth, And I want to go into the word and show you what that means exactly. Four corner, four wind. Why is it that the enemy uses that against people? And a lot of people are not aware. And also how to pray in regard to the attack of the enemy coming to you from the four corners. Remember that. He's not going to come to you one way. He's going to come to you through the four corners of the earth. Four way. So when you think he's attacking you through your back and you're protecting your back, and your front, you protect your back and front, but then your side, your right and your left. Okay? Remember that. Always keep in mind how the enemy attacks and protects yourself when you are in prayer. Protect your family. Protect your business, your relationship, your children. Protect yourself in prayer. It's so important. And so as we share the word of God, I want you to see how does the enemy come against us and the four ways he comes against us. And the Bible gives you multiple ways how he comes against you. And when we see it in the word, my brother and sister, praise you, Lord, because the ministry of the Antichrist that the apostle said is already at work. It's been at work for thousands of years. It's been doing evil. The revelation of the Antichrist in the last day is, who is the man or woman representing that Antichrist in the last days? You are going to have a man, the Bible says. The word man in the Bible applies for men and women, my brother and sister. The seed of man is a man or a woman. Remember, men can a couple can have a girl or a boy. So a lot of people, when we read about the Antichrist, they only see it as a male issue, as a male thing, and it could be female also. In the last day, the Antichrist have women today. In the last day, using against the church, against humanity, and so people are so focused looking at men that they miss to know that, and the knowledge of the word is so important, my brother and sister. Daniel 11 says, also I, the first year of Darius the Medes, hallelujah, even as I stood to confirm and to strengthen him. Now, why is it so important that we know that this is in the first year of this king? My brother and sister, we need to know through whom and when did this begin. It's like knowing in office, whom is the one in office the Antichrist is using? Well, it has to be the current government, the current president. Is he for God or is he against God? My brother and sister, what are the fruit of his work? Is he for abortion or he's against abortion? Give you an idea. If he's for gay marriage or the sanctity of marriage. See, by the fruit, Jesus said, you will know them, my brother and sister. And so that was in the first year of Darius the Medes. This is in the first year of Biden's, my brother and sister. So you see how the Antichrist spirit, the Antichrist ministry that is already at work, is working in our time, okay? It's working. And when you see it through the word of God, man, you get such a clear understanding, a clear vision of what is going on. Because people are saying, Brother Elby, what is going on? What is happening? Well, let's open the Bible. Let's open the word, especially in the book of Daniel, because it tells you what is going on, what is happening, my brother and sister. Praise the Lord. Let's see it through the word. Let's keep reading now. And now I will show you the truth. Okay, why does he say, I will show you the truth? Okay, because the truth, my brother and sister, it was what's going to set us free. Set us free from what? From the lies, from the evil one, from the devil. Okay, and if you want to know the truth, God will show you the truth based on his word, based on his revelation. This is being revealed to Daniel. It's being revealed in his timing, in the first years of Darius and the first years of Biden's. And so we'll see what's happening now in our timing by looking through the word of what happened in the time of Darius and what happened in the time of Biden, okay? If they're both of the Antichrist, then the signs are there clearly, my brother and sister, how he will operate, how he will come against God's people. How is he working behind the scene when no one is seeing him? How he's operating, my brother and sister, how these demons are operating and coming against humanity. So that's what they're doing. That's what the Antichrist is for. The thief came to kill, said Jesus, steal and destroy. My brother and sister, praise the Lord. Let's keep reading now. Behold, there shall stand out yet three kings in Persia. Okay? Now, God is revealing to us their plan, their agenda. How are they going to operate their evil? How they're going to set up their evil? So by reading how it's being set up, the devil doesn't change his ways. I'm going to show you here in Daniel 11, the devil doesn't change his ways. The same way he operated years ago that it worked for him, he is doing the same today, my brother and sister. He's setting his own man or woman. He's setting his own people, okay, to do his evil. My brother and sister in position. Right now they're set up. They're set up where he wants them to be to perform evil. My brother and sister. So the king of Persia, okay, the king of Persia, as we go into the word, we look up the king of Persia. Now, let's see the king of Persia. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Because the word confirmed the word. Okay? The word confirms the word. You want to know what God is saying about the king of Persia? Look up the king of Persia. The king of Persia was the king in the times, my brother and sister, of King Ezra, high priest Ezra, in Ezra 9:9. For we who were bondmen, yet our God had not forsaken us in our bondage. Okay? Look how the king of Persia operated during this time of Israel. Okay? How did he dealt with the people, with the nations? Keeping them in bondage. Keeping them in bondage. The hope is, the faith is that we know our God has not forsaken us. That's what faith is. They kept their faith in God. Although the king of Persia was operating then, it was operating in Daniel, is operating now, the same spirit, okay, with the same purpose, with the same plan, to keep people in bondage. That's what the COVID-19 vaccine is. That's what their agenda, mandatory vaccination is, keeping people in bondage. Is it happening today? Is that on the news today? Do we hear about it? Are they telling companies that people must be vaccinated, mandatory vaccination? Is it happening? Or we're making this, the word of God is wrong. Are they keeping people in bondage or the word of God is wrong? Is it happening today or not? Or the word of God is wrong? Let all men be liar and God be true. This is the truth that we're receiving now, my brother and sister. Exactly what's happening, what he had done in the past, he is doing it again. Back then, he kept the people in bondage. Today, he is doing the same. Same spirit, same operation. Oh, Lord, thank you for your word. His word is awesome. As I go into the word and I begin to see these things, I'm like, wow, his word is true. It is true. What's being revealed to Daniel is so true because he operated in bondage and he's doing the same today, my brother and sister. For we were bondmen, yet our God had not forsaken us in our bondage, but had extended mercy unto us in the sight of the king of Persia, to give us a reviving to set up the house of our God and to repair the desolation thereof, to give us the wall of Judah and Jerusalem. These things that God did back in their time, is that going to happen again? Will the third temple be rebuilt in Jerusalem? We know that that is true. We know that that's going to happen, my brother and sister. Reviving. Revival. What is God saying to his prophet? To us. Revival is coming. God is saying what God did in their time. God brought a revival on them, says the high priest Ezra. God is bringing a revival. Isn't that true today? That God is bringing a revival to us today, to our nation, to the world. My brother and sister, of course he is. It is the same. There's nothing new under the sun. What God did in the past, the mercy he had upon his people, he's going to have it upon us. He is the same. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. He is the faithful God. And Ezra said that God, through what they were going through, brought upon them a revival in Ezra 9:9. He revived them to set up the house of God. The revival has a purpose. After the nations are revived, it will lead to the setting up of the house of God, my brother and sister, in Jerusalem. This revival is worldwide, a worldwide revival, God is saying to his prophet. And he's going to bring the revival. I thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Esther 10:2, the king of Persia. In all the act of his power and of his mind, in the declaration of the greatness of Mordecai, to which the king advanced him, as they not written in the book of the chronicle of the king of Media and Persia. My brother and sister, God, hallelujah. And he is for the sister now. This is for the woman now. Sister, pay attention. While the king of Persia was in office, God raised Esther mightily. She was an intercessor, my brother and sister. Esther called his brother and sister to fast. Okay? Esther, hallelujah, used what God given her, her talents, my brother and sister, in the Lord. The same mentality you, sister in Christ, need to take today, need to use today. It doesn't matter who is in office, okay? Just know that God is raising you in this time. What was told to Esther? It was told to Esther that she was being raised in this time, that God was raising her in her time. And Esther did not look back. Esther did not hold back neither. She trusted the Lord and pursued in the plan of God. And God raised Esther to save the nation of Israel. God will use your sister in Christ to save many lives in the last day, including your family. But you need to stand with the Lord. You need to hope in him. You need to believe him. Like Esther. Your sister, if you have not read the life of Esther, I advise you to go back to the book of Esther, very short book, and read it. Read how God raised this young lady and used her mightily to save the nation of Israel. And God raised her in the timing when the king of Persia was in office, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Let me keep reading. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So the king of Persia, the Antichrist uses it to come against God's people, destroy them. Right now, the king of Persia that is set in the White House is to destroy God's people. And he is not only in Washington. He is in every nation, in every country where there is a leader under the control or dominion of the Antichrist. The word is dominion. I'm going to read it to you out of the book of Daniel. Watch. Let me keep reading. Oh, Lord. Verse 3. And a mighty king shall stand up who should rule with great dominion and do according to his will. Why are we being told that he's going to do according to his dominion? Who the devil imitates? God. Jesus told us that he came back to do the will of the Father. My brother and sister, the devil knows that the will of God is in the, we will be in the perfect place when you and I are in the will of God, doing the will of God. So the devil to have his kingdom, he rule his kingdom, he lead his kingdom, telling the demon and all the follower to do his will. My brother and sister, that we know it's a fallen will. It's an imitation of God, Christ and Antichrist. That's what the devil is. He imitate God, my brother and sister. And in offer he is operating to the spirit of Persia and these men to have dominion over people's life. That's what the COVID-19 vaccine is, to have dominion. Now, there is a vaccine, I believe it's like a booster infusion that Donald Trump, when he was in an office back in 2020, took it. He didn't take the regular vaccine, neither Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson. He took that infusion vaccine out of these doctors from Texas that are now, the vaccine infusion that Donald Trump took has been approved by the FDA, my brother and sister. And now it's being set up in all 50 states. For those that would like to take that it's a 3-month shot that will, but you have to be positive for the COVID-19 to take it. And it will boost your system and it will protect you from COVID-19. There was an older, I heard several testimony about it. There was this older man, 92. He was practically dead by COVID-19. He got it. And in a couple hours, he got up and said, I'm fine. And he would just say, I just want to go home. He was totally, completely restored by this infusion. Okay? And I'm praying to the Lord to see whether that infusion that Donald Trump took, it is of God, my brother and sister. Okay? Before we can reject it and say, no, I'm praying to see if that infusion, because so I had a minister tell me on the phone, Brother Elvy, God has to open a door for us, because he says, I'm doing ministry in the country I'm in, and everybody's taking the vaccine, and now it's being made mandatory everywhere. So God has to open a door for us. So what are we going to do? Just go to jail, be locked up, and that's it? Shalom, Brother Miguel. And so the question is, what is up there that we can take? And I said, I don't know. I know that God talked about a vaccine that will be coming out, okay, that is going to remove the effect of the COVID-19 vaccine. That I know. But I haven't heard about this infusion yet. So I'm praying to the Lord about this infusion vaccine, because Biden and them were against it for the FDA to approve it, and they got approved anyway. They push it forward for several months, and they finally got approved. They said it's completely natural. There's no chemical in it. And that's why Donald Trump took it. The Lord, a few days ago, given me a dream with Donald Trump. And he took me in the spirit to where he is. And I sat down with him, my brother and sister. The Lord took me there. I can't say if it was in the spirit or in the flesh. It looks to me like it was in the flesh, because we shook in and everything. And we sat down and I had a conversation with him. And what the Lord was leading me to know and understand during that conversation with Donald Trump and me, is that God's going to put him back into office, that a plan of God is to put him back. And we talked about this on the Lord's Hour before, that yes, God is going to put him back. And I heard people prophecy of other people saying God's going to put him back, but I didn't talk about it much, just to wait on the Lord, just to wait on what the Lord will say. And the Lord's given me this revelation and talking with him. Another thing the Lord let me know, that Donald Trump, he is safe. He is safe. Okay, he is of the Lord. That I know, because the Lord, which I didn't know before. And that kind of gave me joy knowing that he is trusting the Lord. And the Lord God, I remember Father showed me he did chose him. And God is working on his life. And in that conversation between Donald Trump and I, the Lord gave me the full understanding of his salvation and that the Lord has chosen him. He's an elect. So to me, I was, okay, wow, I'm happy, my brother and sister. Okay? Okay, so to know that and for the Lord to reveal that to me, that was, I think it's important before I can say anything more on the Lord's hour, because I know there were people who asked me questions about it. And I usually tell people, let's take it into prayer like this infusion by sin that they're coming out with, that I'm waiting to hear from the Lord before I recommend it on the Lord's hour. Okay? My brother and sisters. Okay? And so for that reason, this is why, since Donald Trump took that infusion and the Lord showed me he is safe, that I thought, it, you know, I was thinking, is it safe? I'm still in prayer. I'm still in the process of prayer. Please pray with me to the Lord that we can hear from the Lord about this, my brother and sister. Yes, the Lord is keeping us protected. Yes, that is so true. Our immune system, the Lord is making us strong. I did got a call this week that I thought it was very different than before. But usually in the winter, when especially I was under the rain, I got wet while moving and all that. And I was rebuking the COVID-19 for sure, the virus. I had claimed it that no plague will come into my house or into my life. And I believe the Lord had kept us healthy, my family and I. We all got the cold, the flu. And I was concerned about it. And I kept praying and rebuking it. And you know, never got a confirmation that it was COVID-19. No. And my son Levi, they got tested for COVID-19, and I thank God he was negative. No, nothing. And I told the nurse that not to introduce the Q-tip all the way to the nostril inside. And no, we don't have to do that. I could do it in another age. Okay, and I pray over my son right there in the office too, that nothing will come out of it because the school required it, and he is going to public school, so we just wanted to make sure. And so, you know, as far as I know, everything is fine. I always keep my sons in prayer every day. You know, the Lord, the blood of the Lord is over their lives, day and night, and so that's what's important. The Lord is protecting them, and the Lord is protecting us. My brother and sister. So we just got the common cold. That was it. It's almost going away. I am so glad my brother and sister will start to feel better. Okay. And all this process, my brother and sister. But it's all to keep us and our family in prayer always. And the people that have requested prayer, we keep them in our prayer. Definitely day and night. So important. You never know what the plan of the enemy is. Okay, so his plan is to have dominion over people, great dominion, and to do according to his will. That word great, usually when you look it up in the Bible, great, we know it's a lot, but it's more than one nation worldwide, okay? My brother and sister, and also complete control. Verse 4, and when he shall stand up, okay, and that word stand up is take control over it, because God has to allow it. It's not like he said, well, I'm going to take control. No, it has to be in God's timing. Okay? Thank you, sister. Appreciate that. I will. Amen? So stand up. That means when God allow him. His kingdom should be broken. There you go. His kingdom should be broken because everything is when God says so. And he should be divided to the four winds of heaven. Okay? Why? I want you to notice. Because in Revelation 20, the devil, he go gather the nation from the four corners of the earth, God, Magog, and we see that how the enemy go to the four corners of the earth, to the four winds of heaven, my brother and sister. This is how he operate. Remember when COVID-19 came out, what did they say? Was it airborne or no? Okay? and doctor could not confirm it was airborne, and it was coming against people four ways. So there were people like, there were people that would say, well, I don't even go out and I got it. How do I got it? And so here, that's the question. It was airborne, and it was coming into people four ways, four winds of heaven. Okay? And I know that there's a prophetic word about the four winds of heaven, how they blow, my brother and sister. But we know there is four winds of heaven on the earth in the natural. And the virus came that way into people's life, and it's still coming into people's life this way. So then how do you pray? Then you pray any attack from the north, from the south, from the west, and from the east. And I usually say up and down, too, because you got the heavenly places, which is up, and then you got hell, which is down. See? That's how we should pray against the enemy. Okay? It's all spiritual. There you go. It's all spiritual. When he comes against us, he's going to come about from the four winds, the four sides, four ways. So what do? You pray for protection of God from the four way. I would call it four ways attack. Okay? And he will attack you from that four way. And so people, they're protected front and back, but then they forget left and right, east, west. And he'll come against you east, west. And why is the Bible in the book of Daniel describing the enemy coming from the east, coming from the west, or coming from the south, coming from the north? Because those are the spirit of the Antichrist that will come against us. That will come against the world, and that will come against the church. The church, we got heavenly protection, God, the Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we can always ask God for his protection, angelic protection, and we'll be protected. But what about the world? The world is being attacked far away by the enemy. And I will say sex, because you got heavenly places and hell, my brother and sister. So we need to wise up on how we should pray. We should know this by the word. That's why starting how the Antichrist operate, how he comes against humanity, how he comes against us, through the word, from the word of God, understanding what God is saying is so important. Because he's revealing to us how the Antichrist operates on the earth, on this planet, how he comes against humanity. My brother and sister, so important that we know this. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And again, for confirmation on that, let me, thank you, Yeshua. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Let me get a few more verses. That will confirm that, because the word of God, that's the awesome thing about the word of God. When one prophet said the other one, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The other prophet will confirm it. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm sure there are many verses on it, my brother and sister, starting from Genesis. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So many. But I want to get in a specific one on how the enemy came full way. Okay, let me get a verse on it. I usually like to have a specific verses that thank you, Lord, that will specify what we are referring to. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This one here on the four, in the day four score year old, I can discern between good and evil. Can I serve him who ate and drank? Can I hear more than the voice and singing more? Singing woman, why then should thy servant be burdened unto my Lord the King? Okay. And that is an attack also there on this life. Praise the Lord. The enemy will come against you four way, my brother and sister. And if you pray that every day, you will have a total protection. If you remember attack from hell and then the attack from the heavenly places, which that will be sex, okay? And sex, we know that sex is the name is the meaning of the name of the Antichrist. Remember that. The sex is the meaning of the name of the Antichrist. Let him who rehab understanding, Jesus, the Lord says. Okay, so it's important that when you are studying about the Antichrist and you read, you understand how he operates coming against people. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Yeshua. We serve such a wonderful God, my brother and sister. And everything we need to know are in his word. Everything regards to this age, to what's happening here, my brother and sister, is in hallelujah. Judges 9:34, and Amimelech rose up and other people were with him. By nine, they lay waste against Shechem and four company. They came against them four different company, four ways. Four ways, my brother and sister. Shalom, Sister Renee. Okay? The enemy will come against God's people four ways. There's a verse I will confirm it. Judges 9:34. See what I'm saying to you? This Bible study will help you to pray. The book of Daniel will teach you to pray. Will teach you how the Antichrist will come against you. Okay? And there's one where he comes against your finance, your help, your work, which will be your ministry. Okay? And your family. Okay? Four ways. Four ways. And so if when you learn how he comes against you four ways, then you need to pray for protection over those things in your life, okay? And when there's a couple of relationship, there are four ways he come against them on the earth, literally, and then from the air, spiritual, from the heavenly places, and hell. The attacks are formed, the attacks are sin. And when you pray against it, my brother and sister, then you will have the freedom. You'll be able to conquer the land, as God says. Because why do we need to rebuke that and break that? It's because our order is to conquer the land. That's what our order is. How are you going to conquer the land when your enemy are the one holding control of many positions on the land? Knowing how he operates and coming against his operation. That's how you're going to conquer the land, my brother and sister. Amen. Thank you, sister. Amen. Very important. So in Daniel 11:4, when he shall stand up in his kingdom, shall be broken and shall be divided to the four winds of heaven, and not to his posterity, nor according to his dominion, which he rule. You hear the word, which he rule. This is the way he operates. This is the way he does things. Okay, let me copy that and put it in the chat room. Which he rule. Which he operate, which he perform, okay? Everything we need to know about the Antichrist in God's word, my brother and sister, how he operate. He wants to have dominion over the people, but he has a way how he rules, my brother and sister. And when we know how, we have been told by God to conquer the land, okay, then we know how, we will know how to conquer the land. We will have more freedom to conquer the land. We will be able to walk and conquer the land. The only way. Because the Lord's telling us, go, my children, conquer the land. How do you do that? Well, the enemy said, he already has set up stronghold. This is the way. Knowing how he operates. How he set up on the earth. And coming against it. Before you go buy a house. Before you go buy a car. Before you go get a good job. You know, in the same form he operates against you, when you go to apply for a job, the same operation are coming against you. Oh, you say, well, let me set up my resume, let me send it up over to the company, or let me put it on this website that will send it over, whatever, however you do it, or in person, or you go on the company website and you apply. When you do that, the four ways of the enemy are set up to come against you. But once you know he's set up this way and you pray against it and you go apply, you'll get the job. You see? The other way is they can lie to you. If you're not praying against his operation against you, they'll lie to you. They can lie to you. You won't get the job, or they can give it to someone else, or the door will not open. And God is with you, but knowing how he operates, you come against it. Okay? What did Jesus say in his word? Ask, and it will be given to you. You know that a lot of time people don't have, it's because they don't ask, or they don't know how to ask, or when they ask and miss. How is that, my brother and sister? Because the enemy is set up in the land that we are told to go conquer. If you don't know how to ask and come against the setup of the enemy, you know how to ask. You say, but Lord, get me. The Lord say, yes. But then you're not being active on rebuking the plan of the enemy, how he set up. You won't conquer the land. What did the children of Israel have to do to enter into the promised land? Before they did, they had to fight the enemy who was already set up in the land. You and I are in the same place spiritually. The only thing is you can see your enemy physically, men and women, wicked men and women, but they already are in those positions, in those jobs, in those cities, in those states, in those towns, in that great company that you would like to apply and work for. They're already in there. And if you don't know how to come against the setup that they're in, that they have, you will have a really hard time conquering, going in there. And then people get mad at God and say, God, I thought you said you will be with me. How come I'm having such a hard time? Because the word of God teaches us how to come against us, my brothers and sisters. That's why I know this Bible study is going to help a lot of people. Let me keep reading. Thank you, Lord. According to his dominion and his rule, for his kingdom shall be plumb up even to the other west side doors. My brother and sister. And the king, these are spirit in operation, and the king of the south shall be strong. My brother and sister. It's like when you're praying, a lot of people praying, they're asking for things, or praying for a job, or praying for something, and they feel like they've been praying for too long and nothing is happening. The door is not open yet because you have a strong principality holding you back, keeping hold of your blessing. But greater is our God. What's going on? You need to press in. You need to, if you're not an intercessor, you need to write to an intercessor and say, pray for me for this. My brother and sister, help me pray for this. And never say pray for me, but pray in agreement with me. Okay? You don't want that principality to look at you and say, look, she's too weak. No. You have to stand strong in the Lord. Staying strong in the Lord is what the Bible says for us. It doesn't matter who you are. If you received the Lord last night, if you gave a life to Jesus last night, you're still strong in the Lord. The Bible say, let the weak say, I am strong. Are you listening? Let the weak say, I am strong. Why? Because you depend on the Lord, the mighty one of Israel. That's on whom we depend on. And he is mighty. He doesn't lose a battle. And when you stand, you can never say, I am weak. The Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. That's what we should say. I am strong. I'm going to conquer this. And you got to believe. And yes, email people to pray with you. My brother, I done this over the year. I email people that I don't even know, pray with me on this petition, and they pray. And the prayer becomes more mightier, my brother and sister. Because these demons are strong. They're bad. The Bible uses the word strong. And these are principality. So you need to know how your enemy operates. And the king of the south should be strong. And one of his princes, these are principality, he should be strong above him. That's how they operate in the kingdom of Satan. You got a demon. You got another demon on top of that demon. got another principality on top of that demon. You got another one on top of that. And the one on top of them is stronger than they are. Okay? And they can be one coming against your blessing, trying to hold you back. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And just ask the Lord to give you strength. Ask the Lord to help you understand, Brother Strada, and hallelujah, and heal you up with this, with his word. Once it's coming from his word, it will help you understand what they're doing. How are they operating? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Shalom, Brother Benjamin. So you, once you know how they operate, how they're coming against us, my brother and sister, when we pray, they're moved. They are removed by the power of the Lord. They are removed away from our ways. Yes, there are major things coming, like the revival that is about to come. Yes, major judgment is coming first. Okay? I believe the earthquake is going to usher a mighty revival from what I've seen. The judgment that is coming on America, that I believe this is worldwide. This is going to be like a domino effect. We've been talking about this for years. It's going to usher a mighty revival after that, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Remember the earthquake when Jesus died. There was an earthquake, and the tomb opened up, and people saw the dead loved one walking. Okay? That's significant. That's prophetic. That is prophetic. That's the mighty power of the Lord opening the tomb. People saw the loved one raising, my brother and sister. The Lord is about to bring a transformation like in the time when he was crucified. And Paul says that we alive that remain unto the Lord will be changed, will be transformed. Transform into what? Into a mighty heavenly body. Full of power, the power of God. That's how we're going to move. That's how we're going to operate soon. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Okay? There will be no fear in that. Okay? Because the mighty power of God is over every power. Why do they have to be this way? Because they are principalities set up, as we're reading in Daniel. My brother and sister, that's been coming against people for so many years, but when the power of God, they're nothing. Hallelujah. The power will be broken, and the king of the south should be strong, and the one, his prince, he should be strong above him and have dominion. His dominion should be great dominion. And that's how it is in the kingdom of the Antichrist, of darkness. You go from, hallelujah, my brother and sister, amen, for where I'm weak, I'm strong. Thank you, brother. Highly appreciate that. So you see, it's biblical what I'm telling you. It is total biblical. So you see how they operate. They go from one demon to another, my brother and sister. Okay? A lot of people are frustrated where they are. And that can be such a small demon frustrating you. Okay? Bind them. Rebuke them. Don't give them no ground anymore. Just rebuke them. Come against them. Fast and pray against them. And they'll be broken. They set up chains. Break them in the name of the Lord. Move forward. Don't stand still in the Lord, in the Spirit. Don't stand still. Conquer in the Lord. Get stronger in the Lord with his presence and anointing. Spend more time in the presence of the Lord as you can, my brother and sister. There was a translation in the Bible, a new translation that I was reading, that I saw there in the Bible online, that it says to be filled with his presence every day. And I like that. I feel like, wow, that's awesome. That's the way it should be. Being filled with his presence every day. Verse 6. And at the end of the year, they should join themselves together. Are you listening? That's why sometimes it gets harder. Because they join themselves together to come against you and I. But greater is he that is with us. And there are greater number with us. You know, how many angels have you been asking God to send over your house and your family? A million? A billion? What about if you take that billion and ask the Lord to send a billion times a billion? A million times a million. How many is that? Can you count a billion times a billion? A thousand million times a thousand million, which is a billion. Can you see how much that is, my brother and sister? So now as you pray, don't ask for just a billion, angel. Ask for a billion times a billion, a trillion times a trillion, a million times a million. Ask for more. Ask for them during the day. Ask for them during the night. Ask for them during the morning. Ask for them for 24 hours in your life. Give the enemy no chance, okay? Give the enemy no chance. Because if you're asking just for a limited time of angel to protect you, to keep you, as he said he was in his angel, you're asking for a limited, and you're only asking, oh, Lord, during this day, please send such a send a million angel, okay? But your enemy is sending more than a million, or sending more than a billion, okay? Elisha, when he prayed about his servant, he prayed that his eye will be open, because there were more that were with him, that more than one that was with they. Are you listening? Are you listening? Can someone say amen? Okay. Wasn't that what he said? That there were more that was with them, more than with they. The number of the angel that Elisha had was more. Is that true or not? I'm making this up. My brother and sister, okay? Number is important. Quantity is important. Because Elisha trust in God was that he has greater angelic protection, God's army, more than what the enemy was sending against him. My brother and sister, are you listening? Praise the Lord. Can I get an amen? Praise you, Lord, in the chat room. Someone, please. Thank you, Lord. It's very important that you understand numbers, because the enemy operates in numbers, in great numbers. God and Magog are a great quantity of army, are the way he's coming against them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And he opened his eye, behold. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, there were more with them. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Hallelujah. So you see that, why is that important? Why is number important here? Why do we need to have more? One is because the battle is of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me, hallelujah, put this in. Hallelujah. Praise you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jehoshua. Hallelujah. So greater army was with them, my brother and sister. Greater protection. Hallelujah. And that's important. Number is important. Great number is important. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. My brother and sister. So the enemy makes his demons stronger. And there's a stronger one on top of that. And a stronger one on top of that, according to Daniel 11. Why? And we know that, that my brother and sister, that they, what he does is he tried to have greater number, but our God is greater for sure. Our Lord is greater, my brother and sister. And so it's important that we pray, having the understanding, knowing that we can pray for greater angelic protection from heaven, my brother and sister. Okay? Thank you, Lord. The end of the year should join themselves together. I mean, praise you, Yeshua, Daniel 11. Then said together, king's daughter of the south shall come and the king of the north to make an agreement. They talks about the king. King daughters, a woman, it's a daughter, it's a female. Notice how the Antichrist uses female in power and high office. It doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman being used in high office. A lot of people look for a man. And now, man or woman, the Antichrist has men and women in his ministry that is already at work. Okay? So when you pray for those that are coming against you, like male or female, you pray for protection against them and that the plan against you will be broken. Shalom, Sister Luna. You see, it's operating in the knowledge of the word. Praying, we pray in the knowledge of the word. This is what is effective against the enemy. When you pray in the knowledge of the word, knowing this message, some of you needs to go back and listen how we started, how we've been explaining things, because then when you pray, okay, you pray in the knowledge of the word of God, okay, and you are effective against the enemy, and then you begin to see things happening in your life and your family. And when you go do something that is so important to you and your family, you will be able to conquer, because that's what we were chosen and sent by the Lord to conquer the land. But in the land that we are to conquer, our enemy already set up in the land, my brother and sister. Okay? How do we conquer the land when our enemy is already set up? Having the knowledge from the word of God, the revelation of God on how our enemy operates, how he's set up, and how to break his setup and his operation against us. Okay? This is what's important. Hallelujah. So when we pray, we ask and we don't miss. She should not restrain the power of the arm. They also work temporary operation. Neither shall he stand nor his arm, but she shall be given up with they that brought her, and him that begot her, him that strengthened her in this time. Okay? See how they operate? They also help each other on what they're doing. They work together. Okay? We need to work together. Pray together. Pray for one another. Okay? It's very important. And in the kingdom of the Lord, Jesus always taught his disciples to pray for one another. Love one another. Okay, because when it's done in love, it's done right. Okay? If I care to pray for you, if I pray for you because I care for you, if you pray for me, that is because you care for me. Whoever you pray for, you care. Notice how people only pray for people in their nation and their country. For the rest of the nation, they don't care? No, that's wrong. I tell my children, we are in the caring business. We care for everyone. Not just people from this country or our country, no. For every country, Chinese, Japanese, doesn't matter from where. We pray for the nation, for people to be saved. Why? Because we care for them. We love them. We want them to come to the knowledge of our Lord and be saved. That's how we move. That's how the Lord's heart is. That's God's heart. So God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The heart of God is he loved everyone, and he gave his son to die for everyone. Why is God punishing humanity with the COVID-19? The reason why all this is happening is because God has sent his messenger to people to lead them to Christ, to receive Christ as a savior, and they reject their messenger. He sent them again. Go tell them that through my son, I want them to come to me. They rejected the word, and they rejected Jesus. And then God says, that is in Matthew 22, I'm going to punish those evil ones. What did he say? By destroying the city, my brother and sister. God said he's going to punish them because he sent his messenger, and they beat up on their messenger. The people were careless with the message. They didn't receive it. God said, I'm going to burn the city. I'm going to punish them. That's a righteous judge will do. My brother and sister, Matthew 22. He's angry at humanity. So he's allowing death to take over the for them to make the choice. They have to make the choice for the COVID-19. God is not going to allow death to obligate people. It first has to be by choice. Okay? Offering COVID-19 by sin. And if they take it as a protection, not willing to die for Jesus, that means they're not trusting the Lord. Jesus said that whoever tries to keep his life will lose it. But whosoever loses life for the kingdom shall save it. So this is where the vaccine has come into place. The vaccine has to be offered to people, COVID-19. It is a tool of death. It is the same as the mark of the beast, Jesus said to me. So when the vaccine is offered to people, they have to make a choice. Jesus, to trust in Jesus Christ for their health or take the vaccine. But God already knows that because they're not trusting in him through Christ, that they're going to take the vaccine. And they take the vaccine and they become part of the kingdom of death. Sadly, that many that proclaim to be Christian in the churches are taking the vaccine, getting themselves in a lot of dangerous, my brother and sister. It don't mean that they're lost for eternity, because as Jesus showed me, there will be another medication by sin that they can take that they can destroy the work of the first by sin, Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson, and then they will truly have to repent to get out of there. And then they can be saved, Jesus says to me, my brother and sister. I know Brother Benjamin, last time he was talking in the Lord's Hour, he says that those that are taken by sin are doomed. And I believe they are, because I saw them in hell. I kid you not, I saw them in hell. But there will be a chance for them to really repent and come out of hell, my brother and sister. David came out of hell, his repenting. It's in the book of Psalms. Jonah, out of the belly of hell, cried out to God. That means that as long as your body is alive and God can preserve your body, the person who still has attached to the body, be safe, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Verse 7. 7 is always the will of God. But out of the branch of her root shall one stand up in his place, okay, who shall come with an army and shall enter into the fortress of the king of the north and shall deal against them and shall prevail. My brother and sister, notice how the Antichrist can operate through different king, my brother and sister, still do his evil, but remove king as he see his fate, my brother and sister. He can remove king. He can replace king, my brother and sister. This principality went here and took the place of this other demon. And it was in his place, but the work of the evil there is being done. That's what matters. It doesn't matter if it's Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, or Pfizer, they're still evil. Same evil. Oh, but Moderna is in Massachusetts. Pfizer is in Germany. Johnson & Johnson is in the U.S. It don't matter. because when you look into them, as one of our Christian doctor did this week, someone sent me the link, she looked into the Moderna vaccine and saw a bug, which is nanotechnology, a bug that can move in the vaccine liquid. Once it's injected, it's like then the vaccine, the nanotechnology goes into effect in the person's body. Okay? And she said, that bug is alive. That nanotechnology is alive. It took them many years to come up with that. But it's alive in the person's body. It's turning the people into robots, turning the people into werewolves. It's turning the people into beasts, into zombie-like. It's turning the people slowly. Someone was telling me today that some of the people that are vaccinated are starting to look like zombie in their eyes. I don't know if some of you noticed that already with some of your family. Yes. Okay. There's a girl that put up a video that she got vaccinated. She said that she got infected again with COVID-19. Okay. And that was supposed to be the part of the protection. Now people that have been vaccinated are starting to notice that they've been lied to, that what they told by Fauci and all these doctors, it was a lie. That supposedly they were to be protected from COVID-19, and now they're being infected again. Now they got to take boosters. My brothers, every year now, okay, after full booster, I believe it's a year now. Terrible. It is terrible. Okay. Verse 8. And he shall also carry captive into Egypt their gods, with their princes, and with their precious vessels, silver and of gold. And he shall continue more years than the king of the north. Tiberi is the name of our enemy. Okay? Jesus came to set the captive free. The enemy comes to bring, to take people captive. You see how it is? Christ and Antichrist. Christ is to set people free. Set people free from captivity. The devil is to make people captive. Okay? And the captiveness of him is to have dominion over people's life. So this DNA biotechnology agenda that's been from the beginning, this is how he operates, by taking people captive. My brother and sister, yes, they were in the older system. They chain people to the leg and arm and make it work like Joseph. Remember Joseph working in the prison and Potiphar house? And so, my brother and sister, they took people captive. But this biotechnology, okay, I was getting in my dreams, because I was wondering whether biotechnology is something new. Because when I read Genesis 6, I meditate on everything that is happening now, what the Nephilim did in the past. And in my dream, I was getting that back in the times of Noah, they used nanotechnology. Because it's how they have dominion over people, control over people. And the revelation is being given to Daniel specifically, because he is the one asking how people that are captive, what's going on, and how are they going to be set free? Daniel wants to know. And the captivity is being revealed. What they're doing, my brother and sister, is being revealed to Daniel. Is that they want Daniel? They're having dominion over your people, control over them. They're taking captive. They're under bondage. It's being revealed to Daniel. My brother and sister. So the king of the south should come into his kingdom and to return into his own land. Okay? He came to America, ran for president and won, ran for 8 years. But his own plan was to return to his own land, the Antichrist, the ministry of the Antichrist. It was never for him to stay here, but it was always for him to come, be in control, have dominion over the people, set up his kingdom and go back to his land. It's what's being revealed to Daniel. This is how he operates. God is showing us and revealing to us how the enemy operates, how the Antichrist operates. And in the present time, like it was in the past time, what he done in the past, he's doing in the present, my brother and sister. Okay? What the enemy did, he's doing it now, the same way. But his son shall stir up and shall assemble multitude, a great force. Okay? What have Biden's son stirred up? Have he stirred up anything? Is there any mention of him on the news? Or the Bible is wrong? Oh, my Lord. Everything is in his word. You just got to see. It's like a mirror of everything that's happening in his word. His son is stirring up things, my brother and sister. The Bible says. Okay? And once it certainly comes and overflow. But his son, look what his son has done. And you can Google his son. But his son should be stirred up and shall assemble a multitude, a great force. He went to China, in other country, the UK, stirred up leaders in China, leaders in the UK, and leaders in other country. But he assembled them. If you don't believe me, look, Google it. He assembled multitude, a great force. The multitude of great force that have been assembled in China is still there and has been assembled. Okay, and it's way before the Father came into office by the Son. It was assembled. Everything you hear about Biden's son, the thing he then, he began to do this before his Father was in office. What did he do? He assembled great force, multitude of great force. Same thing you hear on the news. Not a lot. You hear it on the news here and there, but you have to really search it out and read and hear it, play and hear it. What he had done, he did it with a plan of the enemy, with a purpose of the enemy. They know what they're doing, and God is revealing it to us in his word. Before he even did it, thousands of years ago, God is telling us, what would his son do? What would his son do? And he didn't went to any leader. He went to a specific leader that he knows. And what did he do? He assembled a multitude, a great force. Okay? Great force. Okay? You have general behind him. General of China and general of other country in the U.S. So those are great force. There's a people in power. He did that. And once it certainly comes, and overflow and pass through, then he returned and be stirred up even to his fortress. My brother and sister, everything that you hear about what they're doing is no coincidence. There's no coincidence how the enemy operates. There's no coincidence. Never think that these things are happening by coincidence. They are happening because that's how they operate. That's how they move. That's how they go about doing what they do. And they'll go to the leader that they know. And there's a harm that they want to do. And stir up things. How is it between the United States and China right now? About to go to war against each other. Who stirred that? Who's causing that? When you go to the root of the problem, who started this? There you go. The Bible tells you who did it. The Son. The Son did. Why will they do this? If they know million of people can die. They don't care. The enemy wishes came to kill, steal, and destroy. The whole plan is that if the United States go to war against China or against Russia, then millions of people dying, what they could not get through COVID-19, now they can get it through war, my brothers and sisters. The enemy don't care. The more that died, he thinks the better it is for him. Verse 11, and the king of the south shall be moved with anger and shall come forth and fight with him. There you go. Okay? And the king of the south can go on television insulting him. How dare you do this and stir up this problem you're looking at the news. What a coincidence. This guy comes from the south and it's insulting this guy and coming against. No coincidence in that. It's just biblical. It's how they operate. Even with the king of the north. So he's talking about the king of the north and his son and insulting them. Why are you doing this? Why you cost this? And why, you know? But they're also looking for themselves. They're looking for their own benefit. And again, to destroy, kill, steal, and destroy. And he should set up a great multitude. And the multitude should be given into his hand. Well, if the multitude is to be given into his hand, who has the multitude? Who is moving this multitude? My brother and sister, who is moving this multitude that is given into this hand? Be careful with groups. Be careful with groups. Organizations that represent group of people that will riot or that will march against other people anytime they want. Be careful with them. Listen careful. And we got word with understanding and pray about it fast. And ask the Lord to give you understanding. Certain groups, the leaders are being sent to do that by the ministry of the Antichrist. It's how they operate. I've seen that in America. But this is worldwide. How they operate to set up groups, to come against other groups, my brother and sister, is their agenda. And this is how they have control over people, my brother and sister. You be careful with these groups that the ministry of the Antichrist is setting up leaders in these groups to rise people against the government or against their own people. When Trump was in office, there was a group that rise, that someone moved them to do so. Donald Trump was not in agreement with them. And God is going to bring him back into office, and these groups are going to rise again. Okay, be careful with these groups. Okay, because the Antichrist, I could give you a name, George Soros. You can look him up. He is of the Antichrist. Okay? Okay? Yeah, we need to pray for that, sister. Lord, protect that child in the name of Jesus. Guy trying to a doctor, yes. Lord, protect that child. Send your angels, Lord. We'll rebuke that spirit behind that person in the name of Jesus. Fire, Lord, send billions of angels, Lord Jesus. Trillions and trillions. Thank you, Lord. And so be careful with those groups. Be careful with the leaders behind those groups. They'll put millions and billions of dollars behind those march. And bringing the groups together and controlling and manipulating them. You be careful. As a Christian, you should pray to the Lord before you make any of these decisions to join those groups. Okay? My brother and sister, be very careful. Please take this into warning. Thank you, Lord. Verse 11. Verse 12. And when he had taken away the multitude, his heart should be lifted. I want you to see. Someone gives him the multitude. He takes away the multitude. His heart should be lifted up. That's pride. The devil operates in pride. And he should cast out many 10,000s, but he should not be threatened by it. I want you to see that he gets, my brother and sister, he gets a multitude. Someone gives him a multitude of people. Okay? Praise the Lord. Amen, sister. We pray in the name of Jesus that you ever receive your income. In the name of Jesus, we bind and rebuke any operation of the enemy against this. North to south, east to west, up and down, in Jesus' name. Send billions and trillions, Lord, trillions and trillions of angels, and give our sister the victory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Yes, Lord, help our sister in Jesus' name. And he uses the people that was given to him to go against the other people. But notice what he does. We got people in America like George Soros doing this now. Okay? Behind the Black Lives Matter and so much more. It's happening. This is not something I'm making up. It's happening. It's the same spirit working for the Antichrist, working together to do evil against the people. And if you don't know what the Word of God says, my Lord, you need to be biblical knowledgeable about all this. It's important. Or they'll get you into there, and you don't see the mission of this evil one behind it, and it's to try to kill you. You need to be careful for people to die. No. So when he had taken away the multitude, someone gave him the multitude, he takes it away. His heart should be lifted up, and he shall cast down many 10,000. How many people will die in this riot that they will create? 10,000. 10,000 people falling. Body of people falling. Either shot, bullet wound, or beat up. However they can bring the people down. 10,000, God said, will fall down. Okay, this is what the Antichrist agenda is. There will be riots in the United States coming. The Lord show me. Statewide riots. When this economy falls soon, or and it's close. I believe this earthquake that is coming, or the Eastern tsunami, either one, is going to bring the economy down. Okay, now the earthquake that I saw, this is why the Lord had me move here in North Carolina from where I was further north. And the reason is because this earthquake that is coming here is going to greatly affect North Carolina. But not just North Carolina, okay? It's going to affect, my brother and sister, not just California. Great part of the United States is going to be affected economically. Yeah, many lives are going to be lost. But I don't think this time, because I heard prophecy, this economy will ever recover after this earthquake. I don't think so. I don't really think so. Based on what the Lord showed me, the damage is going to be. With so many states destroyed. Okay, how is the economy going to get up with trillions after trillions of dollars and this nation's lost in one single hour? How is this nation going to recover from that? I don't see a possibility. I just don't see it where so many stay destroyed. Okay? And the food shortageness is going to happen after this. It's going to be tremendous. Okay, I see many people knocking from door to door asking for food and whatever they can, even clothing. Okay, we here in America need to prepare for the worst. The worst is about to hit this nation. Okay, and I'm not exaggerating a bit. This been prophesied for years here through the many different prophets of the Lord that this is coming. And the hour of this, my brother and sister, this morning, as I was in prayer, as I was cleaning out my other property, it was in my mind, and I was just understanding what the Lord was wanting me to understand in regard to all this. And I felt it like it was so close to come the judgment that I was thinking, wow, I'm closing on Thursday this week. Please pray for that. And that other property, I hope I can get out before the earthquake hits quickly. Because my fear was, well, if it happens before, I won't be able to get out there quickly. Okay? My brother and sister, things are happening quickly. See, two person for different states and shortages of food. Yes, it's a fact. It is a fact. And there's more behind the scene than what you're seeing. What you're seeing is little. If you're seeing the effect of what's behind the scene, okay? But the government has been storaging on food and water because they know the shortageness is at hand. They've been preparing like crazy, okay? And we should be preparing because God's been telling us to prepare also. My brother, this been on my mind for weeks and months now that we need to prepare for this because the Lord has spoken and shown us how soon these, like, medical supply and food, yes, we need to have these things at hand. Before the judgment is upon us, and then no food in the supermarket and anywhere, and then if FEMA cannot get to people on time in months and weeks, it's going to be terrible. And whatever food they'll supply to people, we limit it, a meal per day maybe. And so, you know, a can of meal per day. Not a total meal, a can of meal per day. Okay? Amen. That's, you know, the knowledge of that system is important, medical transporting business. It's important that we are in position where we can help our people and inform people and let them know where they can get stuff when there's none available. Amen? Okay? Yes. School is having problems having food for kids, buying food for kids, amen. Yeah, that is the fact of what's happening. And we need to be aware. We need to be talking, informing people about these things. But the judgment is closer now. And when that happens, it will get so difficult to get anything. And so it's important that we keep people informed. And we tell people to prepare as much as you can. Do what you can. And remember, that not just to have food for yourself. What about your neighbors? How many neighbors you have around you? If your neighbor knock on your door saying, I'm hungry, I have no food for me or my children, can you give them a can of food? Huh? Can you give them a bag of soup? Can you give them a can of corn? Hey? Can you? Okay, and so those are the things that you got to keep in mind. Or you're going to turn your neighbor back and say, no, I only got enough for myself. It can't be like that because the Lord will not do that to anyone. We can't do that neither. So it's just being ready, being in position ready. We have taken away the multitude. His heart should be lifted. So he'll cast down 10,000, but he should not be straightened by it. Not making strong for the king, and I can already see it on CNN or Fox News, such and such leader that rise and led all these people to riot. Now many are dead, and you know, and people criticizing him, so he will not be strong by it. But for the king of the north shall return, shall set forth multitude greater than the former, and shall surely come after a certain years with great army. And we're much riches. This is where things are going to be happening. What do they look for? They look to have great army in number and much riches. You know they're going to begin to confiscate gold in America again. When the economy fall and the government file for bankruptcy, like it happened already in America, they're going to confiscate gold on people and diamonds and whatever people have of value. So a lot of leaders are saying, oh, put your money in gold and diamond. No, that's nonsense and foolishness. I tell you that right now. I'm being honest with you. With what I see coming, what the Lord has shown me is coming, putting your money in gold and diamond is only a dream of the dreamers. If you think having all your money in gold, and diamond is, I tell you right now, it's a dream. It is a dream because you'll see it and you will see it not after they take it away. So don't think they're not going to take it away. Even if you have it in a box in the bank, They're going to go and take it. They know gold is being tracked. If they can track a quarter, if they can put a ship in a quarter, a GPS in a quarter, and know where each quarters are, they also put a track in every bar of gold. And they know exactly where they are, and they're just going to go and take it. So putting your money in gold is a dream of the dreamers. That's it. Okay? Because it all will be confiscated, my brother and sister. So keep that in mind and pray about that also. Ask the Lord to reveal you more. He'll give you more. And when he does, you'll be shocked. You won't be able to sleep if you've been putting your money in gold. Because all will be confiscated. You just have enough full supply and grow with your relationship with the Lord in faith. Ask the Lord every day to increase your faith. Excuse me. That's going to keep you strong in the Lord, to use you in the supernatural. The church, my brother and sister, the church will be changed and transformed by the Lord. One of the last revelations of the Lord to me was that. Him changing and transforming his church. Yes, judgment will come first, but right after that, the 3 days of darkness, I believe it's after the Eastern Tsunami, and the church gets transformed. That's what I saw from the Lord. And I know that all that is fast. It's closer now. It's closer now. Verse 13. And in those times shall many stand up against the king of the south, also the robber of thy people. So it sought himself to establish a vision, but they should fall. I love the name that I give these people, the robber, the thief, the robber. That's another name for thief, robber. The robbers of thy people shall assault themselves to establish the vision. Okay? But they shall fall. They're going to steal the people's money and riches and all that. But they're going to fall. They're going to fall. Because what they're going to get, someone else wants, who has more power than they, and will go after them. It's all close. It's all close. It is all close. My brother and sister, I don't know what type of judgment is coming. I believe something is coming by before the end of the year. Okay? I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Okay? But in the beginning of this year, God really put in my spirit and spoke to me about judgment coming. And I knew it was for this year. So I knew that before this year, so was something is coming. And not so much COVID-19, because that's been going on since the year before. I believe some kind of judgment is coming, my brother and sister. Okay? I also believe that there will be signs that some people call aliens to deceive the people this year before the year's over in a supernatural way, because I seen something similar back in the end of last year, that this year there will be some kind of manifestation of things that unexplainable things, and it's going to be on the news. They're going to display it on the news, and people will see me, wow, what is that? We never seen that before, my brother and sister. And so I'm looking for these signs of these things to happen. I strongly believe it was for 2021. But I could be wrong, because sometimes in the spirit, things seem so close, and they can be a year or two afar, far from each other, my brother and sister. So, you know, but it seems to me like it was this year. And we're only 2 months away before the year is over. And I'm still looking for something like that to happen. Because it's how I felt that in my spirit that it was. But I could be wrong again. I could be wrong. That's why we should never quote a year specifically. And I'm saying this on the air for people to know. Okay, God did not tell me it will be this year, but I felt it very strong in my spirit when he showed it to me. that this was a year for that to happen. Because what do you get? After 2020 vision, you're going to see something. And I believe 2021 is where we're supposed to see something. We're supposed to see something. Now, in the revelation I got a few weeks ago, I knew that in 2023, something major already happened. Because I saw that in the spirit. In 2023, something major had already happened. So when did it happen? Did it happen in 21 or in 22? But I saw chaos in 2023 in the revelation of the Lord a few weeks ago. It was a total chaos. I'm like, people are running. Like a mighty earthquake already happened in 2023. I was taken there in the spirit and I saw it. And I was trying to understand, what did I see people in 2023 running for their lives? Major judgment was on the earth in 2023. So when did it happen? Is it going to happen that same 2023, or is it going to happen 22 and 21? That I don't know. The timing is what I don't know. That's why I'm being careful quoting timing, because timing is difficult. Because you may see it in the spirit like today, but it doesn't mean it's today. It's just that it's so close. You see? And so I felt it very strong that this year something major was coming. But again, I was not told. God did not tell me. You're going to see it in 21? No. It just felt it so strong in my spirit. And then when I was taken to 23, I saw that the judgment was already on the earth, and I saw people running for their life. What did that mean? I still don't know. I believe as time goes by, things are going to unfold. Remember, I was taking all the way to 2027. I saw 2023. 24, 25, 26, 27, I believe I saw 28 too. And all this year was different to me. Humanity was different. It was not the same. Judgment had already been on the land by those years. Okay? I know famine began last year. That I know, 7-year famine. Okay? I was getting the other night a dream about the 7-year famine. And what I was getting, somehow I put on the television on before I went to bed. I usually like to watch some news before I go into prayer. But I put on and I went into the movie at Joseph. Okay, I was watching Joseph movie in the cartoon version, not a regular movie. I don't know how many of you have watched Joseph in the cartoon version. And I was watching Joseph in the cartoon version. And Joseph was explaining the famine, and they showed very cool how the famine went about, how he prepared Egypt before the famine, and how God through him saved Egypt because of his knowledge of what was coming, my brother and sister. And then I was having it in my dream, and in my dream, it was like it was being explained to me what I was watching, what Joseph knew. Because I was thinking, how did Joseph knew how to explain it? Because when Joseph said that God is the one who revealed these mysteries. But one thing I was thinking as I watched that is that Joseph did not say that God gave him a vision or a dream. And the dream of Pharaoh. See what I'm saying? How many of you are following what I'm saying? Joseph did not say, well, Pharaoh, hold up a minute. The same dream that you have about the fat cow, skinny cow, and all that, he told him it was the same dream. 7 years of abundance, and then 7 years of famine. But one thing that I was thinking about Joseph, he did not say to Pharaoh, let me go pray to God, and God will either give me a dream or a vision so I can explain it to you. No, in the gifting of Joseph, Joseph could understand in the gifting and in the knowledge of the famine in abundance, because that came all the way from Abraham, from Noah, Abraham back, all the way from Genesis, all the way back. Joseph knew God's word. Joseph was knowledgeable on how God does things after the fallen of man. Okay? My brother and sister. So if you want to apply, let's say Adam has 7 years in the garden, okay, which could have been 700 of abundance, and then it was famine. Okay? We can say that as long as he left in the garden. After he was fallen, then he had the famine. He began with the famine. But God told him that he would have to work the land to produce. Okay? But it will give him corn. So the question is Joseph had this knowledge from Genesis. He had the knowledge from Genesis. But remember that Moses was not born, because to Moses was revealed Genesis. How did he know about Genesis? He knew about Genesis from Jacob. Jacob knew about Genesis from Isaac. Isaac knew about Genesis from Abraham. Abraham knew about Genesis from my brother and sisters, Noah. Noah. Okay? That's how they knew about Genesis. They knew the abundance and then the famine. That's how they knew. That's how they follow. So then Joseph had that knowledge. So that's why Joseph could explain to Pharaoh, how is it that there was 7 years of abundance and then 7 years of famine? And that what God was showing to Pharaoh was that in the abundance he needed to save, that's what you would do. That's why God is telling us in the 7 years of abundance before the famine, because the Lord said to me the other night, you're right, my son. That's what I'm telling my children, to save in the abundance, because you are in the abundance, but you are in the last year of the abundance, the Lord was telling me. Okay? And he told me that I was right telling my brothers and sisters in the Lord Tower this. The Lord spoke that to me in the dream. And I thought, wow, amen, Lord. Okay, because he was giving it to me. I understood it from him, and then he spoke it to me and said, yes, my son. Yes, continue to tell them. Thank you for telling them and warning them, he says, because, yes, you are living the last year of abundance, he says to me, because the famine is about to begin, because it was like I was asking the Lord, Lord, am I right about this, what I've been saying on the Lord's hour? Can you confirm what I'm saying about the abundance and the famine? And then, yes, because he confirmed it, because he says, it's my word. It's in my word. It's in my word. And what you are telling them to prepare, it's accurate according to my word, he says. This is your last year of abundance. And you are about to begin 7 years of famine, he showed me. And that's when he showed me all the way to because it's 7 years. So in 2022, we began the famine all the way to 2029. And that's what he showed me. What our nation and the world, Jesus showed me, are going to be going through all the way to 2029, my brother and sister. And every year he was showing me from here to 2029, from 22 to 29, I saw people in 23 running, in 24 there was chaos, in 26 the nation were like lack of food and everything. In 27, 28, it was even worse. Every year from 2022 all the way to 2028 that he was showing me, because it's going to end in 29, it was total lack of food, lack of everything. There was judgment on the earth. Earthquake already hit before 2029. Earthquakes already hit. I believe the Eastern Tsunami already hit too. In these years when I saw it. I saw the chaos in the United States, my brother and sister. It was not pretty. I saw people running for their life. I saw people looking for food from 22 to 29, because after the Lord spoke to me and said, yes, what you were telling them is my word. Okay? my brother and sister, he says to me, because I wanted to know from the Lord whether what I was speaking was correct about the famine. Because I don't want to speak on what other people are saying. I want to speak what the Lord is saying to me, what he's revealing to me. That's what I want to say to people, because that's really where I need to be, my brother and sister. And he showed me all the way to 2039. The 7 years of famine is what's going to bring America down, he showed me. That's what's going to bring, not just America, the world, my brother and sister. I saw the lack of food on the earth and all the way to 29. And it was this skinny cow that Pharaoh saw in his dream. That Joseph told Pharaoh that it was the lack of food. There's another mystery in the 7 years of famine also that the Jewish people know. And now this famine, because it's the second famine after 2001, this has been the second famine. The Jewish people know this very well. If there's any Jewish person listening to me, any rabbi will understand what I'm saying. Okay? Because the Pentecostal church, the evangelical church, don't know much about this unless you read about this from the word through the Judea teaching. And what I'm saying is this famine falls under another, I believe it's a 10 years of rest on the land. I believe is what it is, which is in the book of Leviticus, I believe it is. 10 years of rest. I got to look it up and share that from the word. Okay, I'm going on it lightly, but I'm going to show you. The rabbis are talking about this. When the famine falls under the 10-year rest, that's usually the hardest, most difficult famine that hits the land, because that means you cannot work the land. The land cannot produce, okay? You're not supposed to work the land during the 10-year rest, I believe it is. So this 7-year famine falls on a very difficult situation, my brother and sister. Okay? So this, and the Lord showed me people running all their life, running for food. People were looking for food, knocking on people's door. Jobs are going to disappear. Companies are going to close down, many of them. The government seems to be in chaos. Our nation seems to be in chaos economically, financially. I also understood that during this time, the economy fell really bad just because I saw how the people were living in America, talking about America specifically. And this timing is around the world. It will hit the world, not just this nation, my brother and sister. Like Brother Miguel in Colombia, he needs to prepare for the famine, for him and his family, because it's going to hit the land. I know Brother Miguel, he works the land. It will hit the land. Okay? There will be a time in the famine where you cannot work the land. You're not supposed to work the land. That's when you're supposed to let the land rest. You don't have to look that in the Bible. You don't understand that, because the Jewish people will follow that to the letter. Okay? And so it's going to be very difficult for the nations. For the people around the nation that are listening to me, they need to seek this out in the Word of God. What I'm saying tonight, you need to seek it out. This is a must. This is very important, because it's going to be great famine. This is one of the famine that the Jewish people call great. There are very few things in the world that are called great. The famine of 2008, we were able to survive in America. I believe this one coming, the world will not survive. This is where things changes dramatically. And I understood, since the Lord confirmed this to me that I'm speaking tonight, Jesus confirmed this to me, Also, the Lord been saying to Sister Barbara, another prophet, for people to store up on food. Why is he saying that? And not just here, a prophet from Central America and other part of the world. The Lord is raising them up and telling their congregation of the people, my people prepare for the worst. Famine is coming up on the land, lack of food, lack of water, much. In America, banks like Bank of America is preparing for water, drinkable water supply. There will be drinkable water shortage in America. Please listen well and prepare. Drinkable water shortages in America. It's coming during this time. I don't know what's going to happen to our water supplies, but drinkable water shortages is coming to America. God is telling his people to prepare, my brother and sister, because this is going to hit the land really hard. And I saw family in 2023 knocking on other people's door for food and other things. Now, God don't want his children to be one of them, because God wants to be our supplier. God wants to supply our need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. But we must be obedient also. Disobedience leads us nowhere. But lack of the things we need, our daily needs, my brother and sister. Father said he's going to take care of us, his children. Jehovah Yahweh said to me, I remember, he has said it twice or more already. Father has spoken to me. When Jesus was speaking to me of the things to come, Father spoke to me over him and says, I'm going to provide to mine. The Lord Jesus was talking to me about protection for his children. He's going to have supernatural protection in the days to come. Biden's, the ministry of the Antichrist in the White House and everywhere are going to get away with forcing vaccination. Please listen well and listen careful. I'm going to repeat this message again. They are going to force vaccination worldwide. The Lord has a plan of protection for us. My brother and sister, you need to pray to the Lord to guide you and lead you. Because this that the Biden is telling companies to begin to force vaccination on their employees, people can quit those jobs and go get another job. But what they are planning is more direct control, dominion over people. We're reading Daniel 11. These demons want dominion over people's life. And it is that they're going to force vaccination in school. They're going to try to force vaccination on our children. We're going to have to pull our children out of school. That is coming already. It's being planned. They're going to force people to vaccinate to travel on plane. That's also coming. They're going to force people to vaccinate, to show proof of vaccination before they go into Walmart. My brother and sister, Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's, and all those major stores. You won't be able to go to your supermarket unless you show proof of vaccination. Are you listening? That is coming, my brother and sister. They're practically going to keep you in your own house, in your own property. This is why the Lord has for years been telling us to buy house not through loans, not through banks, which are they are federal government protection. They have the federal government protection. Banks, credit unions in America have their federal government protection on their loans. That means that if you own your property and the government wants to take it over later on, they could, because they own it, my brother and sister. Many people were foreclosed on their property. God wanted people to buy their property cash. Cash, my brother and sister. Why? Because the government is turning against the people. And soon, we're already seeing the fruit of that. By the fruit you will know them, Jesus said. But the major vaccination obligation mandate is coming. Major vaccination mandate is close at the door. Some of you cannot even imagine how close it is. When you hear it on the news, you're going to be shocked. You're going to be shocked and say, how can they get to do that? It's unconstitutional. You're going to see it soon. Congress and the Supreme Court, Congress, Senate, the House, they're all getting ready to pass this, my brother and sister. And they're going to, government are going to pass this into law. And the Lord will have place of protection for us. Jesus was talking to me about this. Remember when I shared that I saw Christian being chased by state police to vaccinate them, and they were speeding on their car to get away from the state police as fast as they could? Okay? They're going to run out of gas anyway. My brother and sister, where all of our police leaders are all vaccinated, what do you think are in those bodies who will be turning against you? My brother and sister, this is terrible. We're in the last of the last. How much of what's coming we're going to see? I don't think much. Jesus is about to transform his bride. What did that mean? The rapture is here. The rapture is practically among us. The rapture is among us. The rapture is here. The revival is going to be short, but effective, very effective. It will be complete fullness of the power of God displayed, but it's for a short season. Short times. God's going to transform his bride after the 3 days of darkness that is about to come. Use his bride for a short time to save those he has planned to save. Get them in. Rapture them. And that's the end of that. That's the end of that. That can happen before this year's over. It can happen during the first month of next year. It can happen so quickly. There's not much before all this happened. The wedding is ready. Everything is ready for the wedding. My brother and sister. Okay? The only thing I knew from years of being taken to the Great Tribulation, that those that are vaccinated has to stay behind. Are you listening? I knew this from over 10, 12, 13, 14 years. The dolls that are vaccinated, how do I know this? Because the Lord showed me them turning into beast and werewolf. Those that are vaccinated are going to have to stay behind, my brother and sister. We, the bride, were supposed to be witness to the vaccination, okay? The vaccination process and evil. Almost 60% of the U.S. has been vaccinated, fully vaccinated. Okay, so they say. Maybe more. Okay? The last of the last that have not been vaccinated, it might be only be those that believe in Christ. Those that are saved, only the church. Those that truly believe in the Lord, those that the Lord is telling them, do not take the vaccine, my children. Okay, those are the practically left. Jesus said in his word, and I'm going to remind you of this. He's going to separate his sheep from the goat. His sheep from the goat. Those that are taken by sin are being separated from us. This was plan of Jesus all along, plan of God all along. That's why he's giving us his word. My brother and sister, if they first are by sin on you, it's because you are not in the place God wants you to be. If you are led by the Holy Spirit, he is going to lead you to the place where God wants you to be. Are you listening? Let them who have a ear listen. My brother and sister, if you are led by the Lord, he's going to lead you to the place he wants you to be. The place of safety. The place of protection. Okay? He'll guide you there. He will lead you to all truth, Jesus said. Did he not? He does say he will lead you to all truth. Okay? He will lead you to the place of protection that the Lord had. Jesus was the one talking to me about the place of protection. Father spoke to me about provision for his children. He will provide to us. And the Lord was speaking to me about protection. Okay? Father wants us to know he will provide what we need. Full clothing, whatever we need, he's going to provide it. And the Lord was telling us about shelter, our protection, even here in America. Okay? And he can have them worldwide, my brother and sister. Okay? So it's very important that we are being led by the Lord where we need to be in these days to come, months to come. My brother and sister, place of refuge, the Lord already had them prepared for us. And he's going to lead us there. A couple of weeks ago, I was praying to the Lord, to the house he wanted me to go to. And the Lord had told me to get out of the house where I was and move. And he says, I told you and your wife to move. Okay, and we waited. And he says to me, you should have moved, he says to me. So I told my wife, we're in disobedience. We need to move quickly. We cannot wait. Okay? We cannot wait. And I thank the Lord because he opened us a door. But the Lord showed me. The Lord says, the Lord starting January of 2021, he began to talk to me about moving to the place, to Asheville. And, you know, I was talking to the Lord 2 weeks ago about this. And Jesus took me in the spirit to the house of protection that he had for us. If you would have listened to me when I told you to move, my son, this is the house that I would have given you. He showed me. I was like, wow, Lord. His presence was there, very strong, beautiful house. Exactly how we needed it. He had it ready for us. Then he reminded me that when he tells us to do something, he already has it for us. When Daniel went into prayer with him to ask him, it says that the prayer had already been answered to him. From the moment he prayed, it was answered. And the Lord confirmed to me from the moment I was asking him for the place, he already, and he says to me, yes, my son, I already had it ready for you and your family. I already have the house ready for you and your family. Okay? Now you're going to have to stay in a temporary place, and I'll lead you to the house. Okay, Lord. But I had the house ready for you. But you did not move as I told you to move. Ouch. That's what that is. Ouch. And so, my brother and sister, it's important we listen to the Lord on all this. It is important. So he spoke to me about the 7-year famine that is coming. And I asked him that this that I've been telling you here on the Lord's Hour, if it was accurate, he said, yes, it is according to my word, he says. Yes, it is accurate. And he began to show me what's going to happen in this year to come. Now, I don't say we're going to be here for 7 more years. Because the chaos I saw in the United States, I don't want to be around. And I cannot tell you I saw Christians around this chaos neither. It must have been that the church was already gone. But the day and hour, no one may know. He's not going to show me the day and hour when. But when he showed me last month, the transformation of the church. Remember when he came to me a month and a half ago and showed me the transformation of the church? He showed me brothers and sisters being transformed to be used in the revival. He called me. He came and got me, took me out in the spirit, and started showing me my brothers and sisters. And he was changing them. He was calling them by name and transforming them there. There was a sister that I saw her being transformed into an angel. She's an angel. I know she's an angel. He's transformed into an angel. I told my sister, she's totally in agreement with that. She knows that. The Lord already had confirmed to her she's an angel. She's an angel. So what I'm saying to you, my brother and sister, is the Lord has a plan. And he revealed to me that when Jesus standing in front of me, he revealed, as he was talking to me, he revealed to me that this is about to happen. This is about to happen. And I just heard him say, yes. Okay? It's about to happen, my brother and sister. That's according to Jesus. You can take it in prayer with him. You can talk to him about it. As I've been talking tonight, I can hear him saying, confirming certain of the things I'm saying tonight. He's speaking into my spirit very clear. My brother and sister, glory be to him. Because I'm repeating to you what he has said to me. Thank you, Lord. Confirm to me. As I saw him about the different things that are coming, we want to make sure the Lord is leading it in all this. I don't want to miss anything the Lord's telling me to do. Okay? Let me tell you the things he was saying to me, to my mind today. I was cleaning a storage, a shed, back in the old house. And I was throwing these things into a dumpster, right? And it was raining. I was getting wet and all this. I'm doing it. I don't care if I get sick. It doesn't matter anyway. The Lord can heal me anyway. I trust the Lord for it. I'm just doing it because I want to be obedient to the Lord. As I'm doing these things, there were things that I wanted to keep that I didn't want to throw away. And the Lord reminded me of Lot's wife. And he says, why do you think Lot's wife, when I said to them, do not look back, do not turn back, do not look back, to go forward, why do you think she wanted to look back? And he says, because of the things she was leaving behind. In the beginning of 2021, the Lord began to speak to us and told us to begin to remove our closet in our house. The things that we are holding back to, that we are attached to, that he wants us to remove from our house. But we, like Lot's wife, are attached to these things. We're finding it difficult to let them go. And the Lord was reminding me today, Lot's wife was attached to the things she left behind. And this is the reason why she wanted to look back, because she was attached to those things the Lord was saying to me as I was throwing these things away. And yes, that went through my mind. We are emotional beings. We get attached to things. It's hard for us to let go of certain, could be a share, could be a computer, anything. Things that we hold attached to that the Lord wants us to let go. Because like he told Abraham, leave your household and go to a land that I will show you. And so God wants us to be able to move. When he told the children of Israel to Moses after they celebrated, my brother and sister, the feast, and God was telling him, I left my garden too. I have a beautiful garden. I left them. God was telling the children of Israel to move forward with Moses into a land that he will give to them. And the children of Israel were coming in the wilderness complaining and murmuring to Moses because they kept remembering what they left behind back in Egypt. But they were enslaving Egypt. The principality through Pharaoh were keeping them enslaved. The demon were keeping them enslaving Egypt. okay, captive. And the Lord says, I came to set the captive free. He came to set them free and send them out through Moses, the leader. But Jesus was the one that appeared to Moses. And he says, I came to set them free. And whom the Bible says, who the Son set free, it is free indeed. So all they had to do was detach themselves from all that they had back in Egypt, let go of the past, and move into the future. And that they were finding difficult, my brother and sister. So the Lord brought to my mind, was speaking to me in my mind, Lot's wife, he says. He says to me, this is why Lot's wife wanted to look back. Because she was attached, he says to me, to the things she was leaving behind. Did I got the message? Did I got the message? Oh, loud and clear. I got it loud and clear today from the Lord. I started throwing stuff in the dumpster. If I'm attached to these things, oh, man. I'm letting them go. I don't want to be like that wife. I don't want to be like those that perish in the wilderness because they refuse to let go. You can't be like that. The Lord doesn't want us to be like that. And sometimes we behave the same, my brother and sister. He's telling us, let go and move forward. Okay? Get out of thy country and from thy kingdom and from thy house and from thy father's house into the land that I will show you. Move. Move, Abraham. Says the same thing to us. Move. Let go. Let go and let God. And move to where God wants you to be. My brother and sister, the reason why she looked back, because she loved, the Lord was saying, she was attached to the things she was leaving behind. She was attached. And so are we. Lord, forgive us for being attached to any material stuff. My brother and sister, we got to see ourselves where we are attached to things that God wants us to let go. Okay? I was speaking with someone about this, and the Lord spoke to someone and said, yes, you are attached to this thing. I heard the Lord clear speaking to her. I'm telling you, you need to let go of the things that God wants you to let go. Let go and let God. Things that you are holding back from your past that are keeping you bound in bondage. There are things that are keeping people in bondage because they cannot let go. It could be a car. It can be a Jeep. You know? It can be baseball. It can be basketball. Okay? It can be a man. The God wants you to let go of that guy. A woman. That should be part of your past. You still keep going back to your past. Let go. God wants you to let go. Because it's holding you back. Okay? Could be your family who's been vaccinated. Let them go. They make their choice. Why do you keep trying to hold back to them when they make their choice? They're telling you by the choice they made that you serve your God and they serve their God. It's what they're telling you. They made their choice. Let them go. When my brother and sister got vaccinated, the Lord did not want me to go there. And it's the first time that the Lord was telling me, drive away. And I didn't understand when I was driving away, why was he having me drive away? And, you know, it's one of those that you say, well, what is the Lord trying to tell me? Now that they vaccinated, he wanted me to drive away from them. They didn't want me to go see them. And then he explained it to me. That's it. I didn't want you to go see them no more because they made their choice now. And when he took me to hell, when he took me to hell and showed me specifically them in hell, I was crying like a baby. Because there are certain things that the Lord wants you to let go that you're holding back that is only going to cause you pain. And the Lord don't want you to be dwelling in that pain. Okay? After they got vaccinated, he didn't want me to go. Because now they're not the same. And it was like, I was between like all family and no, if they made the decision for the vaccine, the Lord did not want me to go there. I'm glad my mom had not taken the vaccine, but I keep telling her on the phone not to take it. Don't take it. I can go visit her, but not plan to go visit them. You know, he didn't want me to go there with my family because they're not who we think they are anymore. They've been replaced. And there were questions people was asking me, even through email, Brother Ollie, should we be praying for them? I'm praying for them. I won't say no. And I'm asking the Lord whether we should pray for them or not. But because I believe the Lord can save them still, because Jesus spoke to me about it through the other by seeing, then I'm praying for them. That's my only hope there. What the Lord has shown me, well, I probably would have stopped praying for them. But I'm praying for them. I'm not intense praying for them like I used to. But I'm believing God can save them. Okay? So what we can do is tell those that are not vaccinated not to take it. And the moment they take it, they're not who we think they are anymore. And we're going to have to stay away. Okay? We have to stay away. Because the day that they put in those bodies, they're going to entertain you and make you feel like family until they can begin to hurt you and so much more. My mom is being hurt by her children who's got vaccinated. She's not vaccinated. She's trying to preach the Lord to them. And one of my brother, who before he got vaccinated, he was visiting church. He was going to church, but he got vaccinated. He rose against my mom, telling my mom, do not preach on Facebook anymore. And like my mom's like, why are you telling me now that I give my life to Jesus again? I reconciled myself, yeah, to the Lord. Why are you telling me, my son, I don't understand you. Why are you telling me not to preach? Not to share the Lord with people? Because she doesn't understand that his son that is vaccinated is not the same anymore. And she's trying to preach the Lord to them. They're coming against her. And she's like, why are you coming against me? Why are you hurting me? My mom's telling me this on the phone. I kept telling my mom, Mom, when they got vaccinated, okay, I cannot tell them. I cannot tell my mom that demon because she will not take that. I tried to explain it to her, and she couldn't even take that. She doesn't understand that. She doesn't have the mentality to understand that. Okay? She's going to be 70. Taking a couple of years. So it's hard for us to tell her, oh, you know, they think I was in a demon. If I say that, she will not understand it. She's like, I don't understand that. Okay? But slowly, you know, she's starting to see things that are, she's like, why is he behaving this way? Why are you talking, saying to the daughter who got vaccinated, why are you talking to me this way? You're like not even my daughter. And she tells me these things on the phone, and I'm like, oh, man. If she only knew. Okay? They're not who you think they are anymore. They're sore in hell. Be honest with you. I say it on the Lord Jehovah. It's not their original soul. You're not, it's a demon pretending to be your family. And they are evil. I'm not going to say good. They are evil. I'm pretending. They can pretend very well on that person. And they only know it by knowledge. Oh, this person behaved this way, talk this way. So it's tough. It is something out of this world, of course it is, out of hell, my brother and sister. And she doesn't understand that. And they could pretend to be your friend, your brother, your sister, this and that. But it's only pretending. They're only pretending. You can count them making mistakes. Like I was talking to my brother about something that happened years ago, and he didn't even know what I was talking about. And I said, oh, I forgot. It's not my brother anymore. He had no, because the demon had no idea. Demon had no idea. Okay? yeah, that's why they get Oscar in Hollywood, you see. They're good pretending, okay? You know, that word hypocrite in Greek, someone was saying, is that word actor. The translation for hypocrite is actor, pretending. Yeah, they're pretending to be someone else, and they're very good actors. They can pretend to be your brother, your sister, your friend, and you think you're talking to the original person, but if you pay close attention, you will caught them making mistake. And then you will mention something to them. They'll agree with you, but it was never true. It was never there. They can lie. They'll lie their way through a conversation. But when you pay close attention, you get, oh, this is just, it's not them. Now I know it's not them. You know, they're horrible. They're just horrible. But it's almost over, my brother and sister. Okay? It's almost over. Don't worry about them. Leave them in the Lord's hand. We'll get more information from the Lord about them. Now, Brother Jamie, Lamentation. I want to go there, okay? Because he was telling me something so awesome about Lamentation. Lamentation, the prophet Jeremiah, I think it's Lamentation 4. Let me see. Okay. When the people of Israel in the times of Jeremiah did what they did, they went into a stage just like the people are going into today. And this man of God's been really seeking this out in the Bible. And he says that Lamentation was what he really found so much information. Okay. Listen, Lamentation 4. How the gold have become dim. How the most fine gold has changed. The stone in the sanctuary are put out at the head of every tree. 3. The precious stones of Zion. This is the choice they made. This is what, nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. People are falling under the Bicene. Well, they're in a fight for Justin and Johnson. It was the same technology used in the times of Noah in Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, in the time of Jeremiah the prophet, people again has fallen under the same spiritual fallenness as these people that are taking the Bicene. The precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold, how they are esteemed in earthen pitcher, they work the hand of the potter. The work of the hand of the potter. Even the sea monster draw out the breath. They give suck to their young one, but the daughter of my people have become cruel, like the outrage of the wilderness. Okay? Look how they have become. The word is become, turn to, change to. Okay? Verse 4. The tongue of the suckling cleave to the roof of their mouth for thirst. The young children ask bread, and no man break it unto them. See how cruel and evil have they become, my brother and sister? Because these are the words used to refer to these people. Cruel. They have become cruel. Now, verse 5. They that fed in delicacy are desolated in the street. They that were brought up in scarlet embrace dumb hell. Okay? In other words, from the rich to the poor, they have all become the same. Is it the same today? The rich that are being vaccinated, The poor that are being vaccinated are becoming the same, my brother and sister. They are becoming the same, as it happened to Jeremiah. This is why the prophet lamented so much and cried so much for his people. Because he saw with his own eyes what they have become, what they have changed to. And we, the bride of Christ, find ourselves today in the same situation, watching humanity through the vaccine change into something else, becoming cruel, my brother and sister. Terrible. For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom, and that was overthrown in a moment, and no hands stay on her. Are you listening what God is saying? My Lord, my God, my brother and sister. And he is directly referring to his people, my brother and sister. His people. Okay? How many Christians are taking the vaccine today? How many churches are taking the vaccine? How did they fall so far when grace was offered to them free? Jesus suffered on the cross, gave his own life, and offered humanity free grace and told them, freely thou receive, freely thou will give. How that they now receiving free grace, they overlook the grace, turn against the grace, and take the vaccine, my brother and sister. God compares them, their punishment, greater than the punishment to Sodom, my brother and sister. Sodom, who he destroyed in a moment, he compared their punishment. That means the vaccine kills in a moment. And the punishment is greater because it's in hell. Are you listening? The vaccine kills people in second, in a moment. Punishment is greater because their soul is removed from the body. A demon is placed in a place, and the soul is in hell. Isn't that greater than the punishment of Sodom that was consumed with fire from heaven, my brother and sister? God said it's greater. God, the Almighty, says it's greater. This is incredible. Everything about this life and the life to come is in his word. Her Nazarites, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, were parters than snow. Purer. The word is purer, I'm sorry. Purer than snow. They were whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in the body than rubies. The polishing was sapphire. Oh my Lord, oh my God. You know what God is saying here? Some of these people were precious stone to him. Are you listening? Okay? We are compared to gold. But more precious than gold is sapphire. My brother and sister, precious stone. Okay? I heard the Lord saying to someone, you are my precious stone. Some of these people in God's kingdom were precious stone, God is saying. Look what God is saying about some of them. They were purer than snow. Purer. Diamonds. These people were diamond in the church of God. And decided to be vaccinated. See, it was not God who should. Jesus himself told me this when he took me to hell, before he put me in hell, that they are making their own decision. God is not making people do this. God is giving them the choice. You either choose my son or choose death. Those that hate me, God says, love death. Why are they loving death? Because they hate Jesus. That is why, my brothers and sisters, Now the visage is blacker than coal. This is what I saw in hell. My Lord, my God, have mercy on us. Okay? Let me copy that, put it in the chat room. Oh, my Lord, oh, my God, help us. Their visage is blacker than coal. Now they are taking the bison. They are not known in the street. Why are they not known? Because they're not themselves anymore. Okay? It's not the person anymore. When God said they're not known, okay, in your soul is you. That's where you know. Once the soul removed, it's known. Known, unknown. My brother and sister, they are not known in the street. Their skin cleaves to their bones. That's a change. They're changing like zombies. That's what someone was telling me today on the phone. Some of the people that are vaccinated, they can see like their bones on their face. Their eyes are darker now. Around their face, it's like they don't sleep well anymore. Their skin cleaves to their bones, and it withers. It turns ugly. And that's what someone was telling me today. These people that are vaccinated are turning ugly. No beauty. They're withering. It has become like a stick. That's what they're becoming like. My brother and sister. Thank you for that, brother. Their eyes and lips get dark. Yes. Because the soul is not there. Remember that body was made for that soul. When your mother and father come together and you become that child, God put that soul in their body. Remember what Father explained to Larry about the soul and the spirit. Father created the spirit. Jesus created the soul and put it together. And the soul is in the image of Jesus. The spirit is in the image of God. My brother and sister, and in the image of God, in his likeness, we are made. You understand now how we are made, how we are formed? In the image of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is one. We are made in the image of God, my brother and sister. When Father spoke this to Larry, I was like, Brother Larry, that's an awesome revelation. Thank you for that. Yes, Father spoke this to me, Brother Elvie, in the conversation with him that Brother Larry had. Father made our spirit in his image, and the Lord in his image made our soul. Okay? And in that image of God we're made. Praise you, Lord. In his likeness. Praise you, Lord. Now, verse 9. They that are slain by the sword are better than they that are slain with hunger. So they spine away, stricken through one want of the fruit of the field. Lord, help me put this together, Lord. Help me put this together, please. Oh, this is a mouthful there. This is incredible. Remember that it's by choice, he said. Tricking through the want. Want is a choice, right? I want this. I want that. You want the by thing? And they say yes. They give it to them. It's by the want. It's by choice. Okay? Okay. Tricking by the want of the fruit of the field. Not brothers, the field is the world. The world is the one offering the by thing. It's offering that forbidden fruit, the mark of the beast. When I asked Jesus, standing in front of me, hello and Rabbi, I can behold his beauty in front of me. I said, Lord, to by seeing the mark of the beast. And he said to me, it is the same. It is a saying. I believe it's a system. He said it's the same, he says, to me. Standing in front of me in the spirit, my brother and sister, I asked him that question, which I barely have asked any question to the Lord, okay, like this. He usually talks to me. I listen. I bow my head. Amen. Okay, but he allowed me sometimes to ask some questions. And he knew this question was very important because he told me years ago in regard to these things to ask him. He said, you may not know and not understand. But he told me he knows everything to ask him. And that's what I do. A lot of times I fail to ask him. I said, sure, but he helps me. Okay? The bison is the logo of the snake. That's a good way to put it. But it's a saying. So, how many people say the Bison was not the mark of the beast? It is the same, the Lord says. The same. So you cannot separate the Antichrist from the beast because the beast is the devil. It's the same. They all go hand to hand. How they operate is the same. Okay? Let me keep reading. My Lord, my God. Verse 10. The hands of the... I don't know how to pronounce this word. What word is that? I should have probably looked this to a more modern Bible because this word, maybe I should have had someone read it for me. Out of Pitrine or Pitrine women have sodden their own children. They were their meat and destruction of the daughters of my people. I can see people vaccinating their own children. I know there will be women in the Great Tribulation eating their own children. That I, the Lord showed me. They showed me that. People eating their own children. A couple, they were preparing the children to eat. Either a child who's just been born. But, wow. That is incredible. Submitting the children to the system now, and that's a good word. I wonder what the word means. Pity. Sake. Submitting your children to take the vaccine is evil. Okay? No, you should never do that. And you tell the parents who want to vaccinate the children the same, you are going to have to answer to God about that because you're doing a great evil. Okay? It is true that we, the bride of Christ, we, the brothers and sisters, it hurts us to hear children are being vaccinated. In Cuba, 2 years and older being vaccinated. In Cuba, my brothers and sisters. When I heard that on the radio, I said, oh, my Lord, this is terrible. This is terrible. 2 years plus in Cuba being vaccinated. Okay? That's got to be terrible. I hope. There was a woman, well, she did not understand. They're Christian, but they did not understand. She went to her husband to be vaccinated. And when her husband got vaccinated, he dropped dead. And she put up a video, oh, my husband dropped dead after being vaccinated. And you know what I was thinking? That was a good thing. That was the Lord. And the Lord confirmed to me he was taking him home. He was taking him home because he didn't know what he was taking. Okay? He got sick, and the wife thought that him being vaccinated was the greater thing since they invented cheese and took him to the hospital quickly and tried to get him vaccinated while he was in bed. And the moment they were injecting him with the vaccine, he dropped dead. He died. And she was, oh, the vaccine killed my husband, blah, 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 blah. And the Lord confirmed that the Lord was taking him. The Lord said he was mine, and I took him. Because these people don't understand. They just don't get it. They don't get it. They don't pray. They don't ask God. You can be a Christian for 80 years, 90 years. You need to ask God before you make the decision. Can't be making the decision for your husband or for your wife or anybody Don't do that evil, because that's an evil action, my brother and sister. Okay? Thank you for that. Just like a snake bites the venom, takes every over your body, the vaccine does the same, yes. You know, those that have died at that moment or died by the virus, they're Christian, they go to heaven. But I like what the word used, the word. You know what Jesus says to me? He is mine, is what the Lord says. When she got him to, when they, she took him to the hospital to be vaccinated because he got sick. And I asked the Lord said, he is mine. That's why he took him. And I liked, he said, he is mine. You know, so they didn't know he was of the Lord. You know, the Lord, what did the Lord says about us? Those that are his, he's going to protect. And if it gets to the point where they want to vaccinate the person because the person is lying sick in the hospital, the Lord takes them. Oh, he's so awesome God. He's an awesome God. His, I remember when he showed me that our lives are in his hand. We're part of his body. And he won't allow anything that will try to separate us from him. And if they try to vaccinate us, even mandatory vaccination, we'll just drop dead right there. They'll put the device, they put the needle inside of us, we'll drop dead. I said, he's not going to lose one of his, he says. Not one of us is going to lose. And so when he said that to me, that he was his, that's why he took him. That really gave me the word he used. He was, he's mine. And he was not going to allow them to take him. I like that, that he used, he said he was mine, my brother and sister. I mean, those of us that are his, that's why he told us not to fear, not to be afraid. Because in the moment, even if they try to force mandate and force vaccinate us, he'll take us. He'll just take us. Hallelujah. Because, you know, he's not going to allow us. He's not going to lose one of us. He's in total control. He told, Father told me the same. The Lord told me the same. I'm in control, my son. He looked, the Lord looked in my eyes, so Father, I'm in control, he said. What do I say to that? God is in control. I got to tell you what God has said, what Father has said, what Jesus has said. He's in control. God is in control. Okay? But we it still hurt us for other people to be vaccinated, of course, including our family. The Lord has a plan, okay? And when he does reveal me more about it, I'll share it with you. But I know he has a plan. We can see his plan in his word. The devil thinks he's won. But remember what Jesus said. He came to destroy the work of the devil. The by seeing is the work of the devil. The devil has worked so hard for so many years for this by seeing. Jesus came to destroy the work of the devil. Hallelujah. Amen to that, Brother Miguel. Then it is not of him who will, nor of him who runs, but of God who showed mercy. That's it. That's it. That is it. God is the one showing mercy. Okay? It is his will be done. There's one that I like... kill the body. Okay? Don't worry about them that can kill the body, Jesus said. Okay? Fear not them that can kill the body. Them. The evil one, they are large in group. Okay? They are large. Fear not them that can kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. Are you listening? They're not able to kill the soul, but they're able to kill your body. Don't mistake them. Okay? Don't mistake them. Some of us, the Lord's not going to allow for our body to be killed, but some of us, he will. Okay? Some of us, he has a plan to evangelize still, like me. So he's not going to allow them to kill my body yet. Okay? Because he has a ministry for us to do, even in the revival. He told me I was part of the revival. I was wondering if I was, and he said, yes, you are. Okay, you're part of those that I'm going to use. Okay, Lord. So I don't need to worry about them killing my body because he's not going to allow them to. He will protect me for them not to kill my body. There will be others that they will kill their body but not their soul. Okay? Remember that. So rather fear him that is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And that's only God. In hell. Now, the whole conversation is starting in the Hebrew language, starting from the right. This is happening in hell. Their soul is in hell. And they're trying to destroy it. And this is what he showed me when he took me to hell. Are those that are here, but their soul is in hell, that's been vaccinated, the demon cannot destroy their soul, even though they have hold of him in hell. But they cannot kill it. Only God can do that. You see the difference now? That's why I tell you, God has a plan. God has a plan, and his plan is in his word. He can reveal it to us. Okay? And I'm beginning to see it in his word. They're trying to destroy the soul in hell, but they cannot because only God can do that. God is in control in heaven, earth, and hell. Remember that. So if he's not destroying, their soul is in hell, but he's not destroying the soul in hell. They're just there because that's the choice they made. According to the Lord, when some of them take this other vaccine that's going to remove the effect of these other vaccines they're taking, they could be saved, he says to me. Okay? He didn't tell me they're going to escape the Great Tribulation, but he told me they could be saved because we know there will be people saved during the Great Tribulation, but they will have to be beheaded, and then they can be saved. Okay, like Jonah, he took out of hell and saved him. He can do the same with them, my brother and sister. King Nebuchadnezzar was a beast for 7 years. 7 seasons went over him. Turned into a werewolf, a beast. And the Lord turned him back again. Is he going to do that with people? Yes. Not with everyone. Okay, but God can do anything. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Remember?